All right, team, listen up. Transitioning from the controlled environment of the pool to the open water requires a fundamental shift in how you prepare. Natural environments bring a whole new set of physical and psychological challenges. Most of you are going to feel a significant drop in endurance right out of the gate. You might only maintain about half your pool stamina initially. But don't worry, that's completely normal. Success out there depends on mastering your specialized equipment, locking in core navigation skills, running targeted drills, following structured conditioning, and doing the heavy lifting on mental preparation. Let's start with your gear and the environment. Proper equipment isn't just about performance, it's critical for your safety. When it comes to wetsuits, you want swimming-specific models that feature thinner neoprene around the shoulders. This allows for unrestricted movement, and they are highly recommended the moment water temperatures drop below 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Between 65 and 78 degrees, they're optional, but in anything colder, they're mandatory. Make sure the fit feels like a gentle compression without restricting your shoulder rotation at all. For your goggles, switch to open water specific pairs with wider gaskets and side position straps. This gives you better peripheral vision and makes on-the-fly adjustments much easier. Match your lens to the conditions. Go mirrored or polarized to cut glare, pink or red for low light, and clear for overcast days. And never forget your toe float. It's an essential safety tool that provides high visibility, gives you a resting platform if you need it, and offers storage for essentials like your GPS device. Water temperature is going to dictate your comfort and safety, with 65 to 80 degrees being ideal for most adults. Remember, acclimatization to colder water takes weeks of gradual exposure, which is why the May to October window is optimal for beginners. Now let's talk technique. Open water swimming demands skills that pool swimming simply doesn't teach you. Sighting is your most crucial skill for maintaining a straight course. I want you to master the crocodile eyes method, where you lift only your eyes over the water or use a full head lift. In calm water, sight every 6 to 10 strokes. But when you hit choppy conditions or strong currents, increase that to every 2 to 5 strokes. Practice separating your breathing and sighting motions to minimize drag. When you're breathing in choppy water, rotate your body further, point your mouth upward, and breathe quickly away from the oncoming wind and waves so you don't gulp water. You'll also need a faster stroke cadence to maintain momentum against those elements. And without lane lines to guide you, you have to swim straight on your own. Identify your natural drift pattern, practice bilateral breathing to balance out your stroke mechanics, and learn to adapt to currents and wind. To bridge the gap between pool technique and open water efficiency, you need deliberate, targeted practice. Start with the eyes closed drill. This will reveal your natural drift patterns and build serious proprioceptive awareness. Then, work on the head-up water polo drill. This strengthens your neck and trapezius muscles for efficient sighting, but you'll need a vigorous kick to keep your hips afloat. Practice buoy turns, ideally in a pool without lane ropes, to teach your body efficient direction changes, including advanced corkscrew turns. We'll also run hypoxic breathing sets, like a 3 out of 7 stroke breathing pattern. This builds lung capacity and prepares you for wave divees or race contact. But remember, these require supervision to prevent blackouts. Incorporate flip turn practice to enhance core strength, breathing control, and continuous swimming endurance. Your structured workouts should progress logically from skill acquisition straight to race simulation. For beginners, start by practicing your entry and exit transitions to build confidence in shallow water. When you're ready for race pace intervals, run 8-minute blocks. 2 minutes fast to simulate that chaotic start, 5 minutes at 80 to 85% race effort, and 1 minute easy to focus on technique. Supplement that with long, steady swims of 30 to 45 minutes at a sustainable pace to build your aerobic engine, and hit speed-focused quarter-mile segments to develop the ability to respond to race surges. Always wrap your sessions with proper warm-ups and cool-downs. But let's be clear, open water success is widely considered 80% mental. Anxiety will trigger physiological responses like labored breathing and heavy limbs. You manage that through mindfulness meditation, positive affirmations, and having a contingency safety stroke, like breaststroke, ready to go. Set yourself up for success with SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. This gives you clear direction and dramatically increases your achievement rates. Crucially, your training must simulate actual race conditions. That means practicing race starts, navigating mock buoy courses, and intentionally exposing yourself to physical contact and artificial waves during practice. Familiarity with these stressors transforms race day anxiety into manageable execution. So, let's lock in those critical takeaways. Expect a significant initial drop in endurance. Consistency and gradual exposure are your keys to adaptation. Invest in properly fitted gear. A swimming-specific wetsuit for waters below 65 degrees, condition-appropriate goggles, and a bright tow float for visibility and safety. Master sighting, choppy water breathing, and straight-line swimming through deliberate practice and bilateral breathing. Utilize targeted drills like eyes-closed swimming, head-up water polo, and hypoxic sets to build muscle memory and race-specific resilience. Structure your training around entry and exit practice, race-based intervals, and endurance swims to bridge technical skills with competition readiness. Prioritize mental preparation by setting SMART goals, practicing calming techniques, and rigorously simulating race conditions, including contact and waves. Transitioning to open water swimming is a gradual process that rewards consistency. By combining the right equipment, refined techniques, structured conditioning, and psychological readiness, you'll confidently navigate natural waters and excel in triathlons or recreational swims. Keep showing up, trust the process, and let's get to work.